Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Daf Nun Tes. We are holding on Nun Ches Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Nis'ar Mulu Onizgar Shebechulu. Ba'aminei, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Mishmuel. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef asked the following Shaila from Shmuel. Now this question pertains to the Mishnah, which is coming up soon, where we find that Kohen Hedyot, or Kohen Gadol, cannot just approach any Isha and marry her. There need to be certain qualifying conditions present in the Isha. For instance, a Kohen Hedyot cannot marry a Gerusha, a Chalutza. A Kohen Gadol goes even higher than that. And he has more restrictions as per whom he will be allowed to marry. As the Sefer HaChinuch puts it, a Kohen Gadol, due to his higher level of Kedusha. The Isha meant for the Kohen Gadol has to be designated for him specifically. She can't have been previously married, because it has to be tailor-made, tagged. It's the Kohen Gadol's wife. Nor, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, nor can, perhaps, according to some Shitas, she can't even be too old. She can't even be a Begeris. So an Isha until 12 years old is a Ktana. From 12 until 12 and a half, she's a Na'ara. At that point, she switches into the Begeris state, where, as we're going to learn, her Besulim membrane loosens up a bit, and according to the Sefer HaChinuch's approach, at that point, since she's sort of a suitable candidate for marriage, so she's available for anybody else, that gets in the way of her being able to marry a Kohen Gadol. He can only take an Isha who has not reached that stage, who is sterile, who is meant only for him. So actually, it's Machlekes Tanaim, whether or not a Begeris is suitable for a Kohen Gadol. We're going to see that in the Mishnah. The Gemara here is basic, it's Shaila on the notion, on the premise, that a Begeris, meaning a girl past 12 and a half, is not suitable for a Kohen Gadol. So based on that, we have the following Shaila. What determines engagement or marriage? Here goes. Kohen Gadol shekidesh zaktana. Kohen Gadol approached the Ktana, meaning she's not yet Begeris, perfectly fine. A Besula, 100%. Ubagra tachtav. Between engagement and marriage, of course we're speaking about engagement as per how they did it then, a Kiddushin, a real Kinyan. Kinyan Kiddushin was fine. She was in a pre-Begeris state, a perfect Besula, perfect for the Kohen Gadol. And then between engagement and marriage, she grew up, Ubagra tachtav. By the time he marries her, she's already a Begeris. How do you work this? What determines? Mao, what is the halacha? Basar nisuin azlinan. Marriage is what determines. Oy basar erisin azlinan, or erisin. And at that time, she was fine. Amar lei, so Shmuel responds, Tanisua, I will bring you a raya from our Mishnah, that marriage is what determines. We learned about an almana, a widow, getting engaged to a Kohen Gadol, which of course is inappropriate. The Mishnah says, what happens afterwards? He passes away, or he divorces her. Is she tainted? Is she affected? No. She has not yet married him. Nis'ar or nisgarsh, all these types of women who are not meant to get involved with the Kohanim, separated. They became an almana, a Gerusha. What happens to her? Is she affected by that relationship or not? Well, it depends at what point she separated. Early enough or too late. Minan is suin, if it's after marriage, psuis, they're certainly affected by that. They become a chalala, they're unsuitable for kuhuna, for truma, etc. But mina eris and ksheris, if it's still pre-marriage, she got away in time, she's kosher. Clearly, marriage is what determines when it comes to relationships with Kohanim. Here as well, let's posit that the Kohen Gadol who was Mekadesh Aktana, but by the time marriage came around, she was already too old. That is what triggers, that is what determines the halacha. And therefore, in this case, it's Aser. Amalei, Rabbi Chiya responds, no, how could you compare? What does our shayla have to do with the Mishnah? L'shavi chalala, lakim abayli. There it's a question of whether or not she's tainted, she's affected. Of course, the chalala status is only applied to her. After marriage, after a physical interaction. That's no shayla, lakim abayli, the bia, he the m'shavi chalala. Of course, bia makes the chalala. She's still pre-marriage. There's nothing affecting her. So of course at that point she's kosher. That's unrelated to our shayla. Kikami Boili, my question is, how do you interpret the pasuk v'hu isha b'vesuleha yikach? Kangala is meant to marry a pure besula. What does yikach mean? Acquire. Take. Taking what? Erusin or nesuin? That's a valid question. My kicha de kedushin ba'inan is all that's required. Is kedushin a kicha de nesuin ba'inan, or does she need to be in a state of perfect besul at the point of nesuin? That's a shayla. Amar lei hanametani sua. He says, look, I haven't answered that question as well. It's a mishnah. Erez es almana. His interesting case: a regular kohen, a kohen had it. Ordinary kohen approaches an almana, which is legal. He engages her. Erase. And then what happened was, he rose to position. He rose to power. He was appointed kohen gadol, who may not marry an almana. Now he's stuck. What should he do with his arusa? Yichnes. He's allowed to marry. Oh, clearly, erusin determines his halachis. And perhaps here as well. If at that early point she was a ktana, even if she matured later on, that's okay. Says the Gemara, not so fast. You can draw a distinction between the two cases. Shani Hasam, there it's different. But the almana, tichsiv yikach isha. It says almana or grusha, right? Lo yikach, ki im besulam me'amav yikach isha. And the word isha is extra to tell you that even in this case, he can proceed and marry her. Once he was Mekadesher, the heter, he was a regular Kayin, he can proceed and marry her even though he became a Kayin Gadol. Well, Hachanam here as well by the Beigeris question, Ksiv Isha. Follow the lead. Just as Isha, in that case, allows it. The word Isha Bayas will allow it as well. Says the Gemara, Achas Leshtayim. No, you can only include one. You can only apply a one-time leniency. It's a one-time pass, but not by the Begeris. Umaroi, so why choose this over that? Why do you give him a pass by the Almana, but not by the Begeris? Big difference, says the Gemara. Ha ishtani gufa, by the Begeris, she underwent a physical change. It's a different person. She became from Aktana to Begeris. Vala ishtani gufa, as opposed to Almana, where she's one and the same person. No change at all was experienced, and therefore it's more probable that by the Amana, the Torah allows it. Once you engage her beheter, just keep on going. As opposed to the Ketana, who became a Begeris mid-season, who's to say that's mutter? So we leave it unresolved, and it would seem from the Gemara that it would be a problem. Okay, let's proceed to the Mishnah, which sets forth the guidelines as per whom can marry whom. Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana. Kohen Gadol may not marry an almana. As explained earlier, the name of the Sefer HaChinuch needs to be a fresh wife, designated for him. You know, the Gemara elsewhere says that Ein Isha Kereses Bris is a special bond between a woman who is married for the first time. She feels that closeness. Only to the man who made her into a keli, into a vessel, enabled her for childbearing, etc. So, here as well, the Kohen Gadol. He's to marry an Isha, who is meant for him and only for him. So, Kohen Gadol cannot marry somebody who was previously married, an almana. both versions of almana, bein almana mina irisin, bein almana mina nesuin, whether she was previously only engaged or previously married, either way, she's an almana, not meant for a kohen gadol. Oh, what about begeris? Again, begeris means she's 12 and a half, in which case the psulim situation changes a bit. Is she considered a perfect psula or not? V'lo yusas a begeris? No, he may not marry a begeris. She's not considered a proper psula. That's the Tanakama. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Machshirim b'begeris, they say begeris is perfectly fine, and of course it's based on psukim, as we're going to see. One more chiddush that they add over the Tanakama, actually a chumra. V'lo yusas mukas eitz. A kohen may not marry an isha whose besulim membrane was disturbed by an instrument, even though it wasn't by way of a physical interaction with a man. She loses her besula status. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says it's only by way of a personal experience, not by way of an instrument. Tana Rabban. Almana leikach. A kohen gadol may not marry an almana. Both types. Bein almana min erusin, bein almana min nesuin, whether she was previously married or only engaged. Pshita, of course, why would I split the deal? Why would I be machalik between one and the other? Pasuk says almana. Almana is all types. Maudatema, perhaps there would be room to think differently. Leilav almana, almana mitamar. We're going to learn from the Lashon almana mentioned by Tamar. Shvi almana, right? Mala alman and suin, just as over there, almana pertains to an isha who was previously married and then got widowed. Afkanman and suin here as well. Perhaps almana is pertaining to only this specific case. Kamash malon, that's why we need a chiddush to tell you no. In all types, in all cases of almana, there's an isha. Vehimachinami, okay, so who's to say this is wrong? And maybe we learn from Tamar. And maybe Dafkaman and suin. Answers the Gemara, Duma de Gerusha, because the Pasuk puts it together with Gerusha. And we compare the two. Ma Gerusha, Bein Min HaNesuin, Bein Min HaErusin, just as a Gerusha. It would not matter whether she was Gerusha from Nesuin or from Erusin, because we have no reason to think otherwise. We have no Gzeres Shava to anybody, right? Av Almana, we compare the same. We apply the same to Almana, Bein Min HaErusin, Bein Min HaNesuin. Either this way or that, it's considered almana, who is off limits to a kohen gadol. Felicis, a begeris as well, is not suitable for the kohen gadol. That's shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say she's okay. Tan Rabbanon, the pasuk says, "Vahu isha bivisu leho yikach." A kohen gadol may only marry a perfect bisula. Prat le begeris, as opposed to the begeris shekolo bisuleho, whose bisulam got a bit disrupted and loosened and. It's not considered, besulim is the point of being closed up. She doesn't have that same status as an ordinary besula. Divei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Machshirim, Bebegeres, according to them, she's perfectly fine as well. But Maika Miflagi, what's the point of Machlaikis? Which psukim is this based on? Answers the Gemara, all depends how to be Dairish the word Bisuleha. Bivisuleha. Right, the pasuk reads "Vuhu isha bivisu leha yikach." Pretty long word there. Instead of just "Vuhu isha psula bivisu leha," this is the source of all these halachas. Rabbi Meir Savar, if it would only say bisula, right, just plain bisula, afilu miktas bisula mashma, it would indicate that even a partial bisula is considered a bisula. The pasuk adds bisuleha, not just bisula, bisuleha. That's coming to make it more stringent. Adi iko kola besulim. You need everything there. You need it perfectly intact, the way it's meant to be. As opposed to a bogeris, who doesn't have it 100%. Now the pasuk adds a vase as well. Bivisuleha. Apparently the pasuk is now coming to mitigate, coming to be lenient. It sort of swings back and forth. There's a default position, then we amachmer, and then there's another drasha to say, well, don't be machmer all the way. Give it a little slack, right? Be makel a little bit. What type of kula do we learn from that? That the concern is only if it's bikadarka in. She was involved with a man the regular way. That's considered a lack of a bisulim. Shaloi kadarka loi, but the irregular way, that doesn't really interfere with the bisula status. Even though there was some sort of interference and some sort of opening, but it's not considered a non-Bisul. So bottom line is, according to Rav Meir, a Begeris is puzzle, and Shalei Kedarka is unaffected. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Savri, they're coming from the other direction. If it only says Bisula, plain, Bisula Shleima Mashma, a perfectly intact Bisula. The Pasuk says Bisula, huh? Oh, you don't need it all. Afilu mixes Bisulim, which allows a Begeris into the fold. Bim Suleo, now we're swinging to Chumra. Ach you call Bisuleo Kayam. All the Bisulim need to be intact. Begeris is okay, but what's not okay? Bein Bekedarka. Bein Shalei Kedarka, whether she was involved with a man, the regular way or irregular way, either way, there's some sort of opening affected, and therefore she's lacking that status of being the original pristine Basula. So according to them, it works the other way. Begeris is fine, but Shalei Kedarka is affected. And remember, we're speaking about Shalei Kedarka by way of a man. The Gemara in Amar Beis will tell us if it's just an instrument or something, that's not considered a lack of Basula. Amar Vida Marav. So he's going with Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. He says, Nivala Shalei Kedarka, if an Isha was involved with a man, Shalei Kedarka, anally, Psula Lekuhuna, that affects her Kuhuna status. Masav Rav, Avakasha from a Braisa, which indicates otherwise. The Pasuk is speaking about a fellow who was involved in a forced interaction with an Isha, with a Nara, a young girl. V'loy Tia Leisha, as part of the rectification process, he has to actually marry her. But the Pasuk says, V'loy Tia Leisha, only if it's something suitable, something right for him. Be'isha haru'ya loy. Right? As opposed to a case where he's not allowed to marry her. Prat la'almana l'kayin gadol. If he's a kayin gadol, who's involved in this oinus, and she's an almana, there's no mitzvah of a loy tia l'isha. Or a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedid. If she's a grusha, chalutza, and he's a kayin hedid, he can't go out and marry her. End quote. That's the price. So we're speaking about a kohen gadol involved in this episode. The pasuk says, look, v'loy tia le'isha, but if she's an almana, then back off. Hey chidami, what kind of case are we speaking about? What happened with the kohen gadol and this girl? Ilam b'kedarka, he engaged her regularly, in a regular fashion. Then she's already unfit for kohuna gadola. She's a ba'ula. My area mishum almana. Forget about the fact that she's an almana. She has a very immediate concern right here. Forget about past history. Typically mishum dahavila ba'ula. She's no longer a basula because she was involved with the kohen gadol. Rashi points out that later on the Gemara tells us even anusa's atzma, even if it's his own personal anusa, he shouldn't go marry her. Since he had this experience which was extramarital, she's an anusa, she's a bu'ula. She's unfit for kuhuna gadola regardless. Oh. So what is the pasuk speaking about? Don't marry her because she's an almana. She's a bu'ula. As a result of this story. So find me a case where the only concern is almana. Ela lavish lekedark. This kind of God was involved forcefully with this Isha, Shalei Kedarka, the irregular way. And therefore, she's still considered technically a Besula. The Besulim were undisturbed. Umishum Almana in, and the only concern is because she was previously married. She was an Almana. Mishum Bu'ula Lo, she's not considered Bu'ula. That's a riot against the Shita that says, Rav says that Nivala Shalei Kedarka is sufficient to interfere with her Besula status. The Brisa seems to clearly indicate otherwise. Other than the fact that she's an almana, she has no other concerns. Hamani Reb Meir here. Let's remember, there was a Machlekes Tanaim. This Brisa is Reb Meir, who says, Bula Shalei Kedarka doesn't interfere. The Rav who says it does, Damak Reb Elazar. He's found Reb Elazar. And the Mishnah says, the Brisa I should say, that Shalei Kedarka is a problem. One second, Ikar Reb Elazar. If Rav is following Shitas Reb Elazar, And that's why he says that a Kohen Gadol may not get involved with an Isha who had a Shelo Kedaka experience. Why does he have to base it on the fact that she's no longer a Besula? Ikra Belezer, if it's going to a Belezer, we have a far more serious concern here. She's a Zayna. My area Mishum Ba'ula. Forget about the fact that she's a Ba'ula. That's the lesser of her concerns. Typically, the Havila Zayna. According to Belezer, it's a Chiddush. He says that any Isha, even unmarried, who's involved with a man inappropriately, becomes a Zayna. And there's a Lav. Not just an Asay. Besula's an Asay. This is a Lav. For to marry even a Kohen Hedyet. Forget about the Kohen Gadol. A Zayna is also for a Kohen Hedyet. The Amar Belezer, Belezer tells us, Panay, an unmarried man, Habala Pnuy, was involved with an unmarried woman, Shalei Shemishas, not for marriage sake, also Zayna. That constitutes Zayna. So back to the Kash. Rav says a Kohen Gadol is Aser and an Isha who had a Shalei Kedaka experience. What's wrong with Shalei Kedaka? Oh, we're following Rabbi Lezer. She lost her Besula status. Well, according to Rabbi Lezer, she's way worse than just losing Besula status. She's a Zayna, also even for a Kohen Hedyet. So let's find a case. Well, you have a Shalei Kedaka experience, and she's still not a Zayna. Amar Rav Yosef, again, she never lived a behema. We're speaking, she was involved with a behema, Shalei Kedaka. The awesome, in that case, it all works out. Mishum Ba'ula Ika. On the one hand, she's a Ba'ula. She's no longer a Besula. Mishum Zayna Lekam. She's not a Zayna. Amalei Abaye. What do you mean? Memanav Shech. You can't have it both ways. If it's considered an experience, it's an experience all the way. It's a Znus. It's a deviation. E Ba'ula Havya. If you consider her Ba'ula, because of this experience with the Behema, Zayna, nami havia, treat her as a Zayna. Be Zayna li havia. If you don't want to treat her as a Zayna because an animal is not reckoned with, Bula nami li havia, don't treat her as a Bula. That's not considered a proper Bia experience. And she's Mutta to Kain Gadol. So that's like, well, you know what? Maybe we could split the two. Who's to say two things are synonymous? And Bula and Zayna go together? You know, let's say the Isha, you know, Reb Lezer holds that even a Mukas Eitz, even the Besulim were disturbed and disrupted through an instrument. Not by an experience with a man, even just the Eitz. Interferes with her Besula status, right? Well, there you go. An Eitz is certainly not something that makes Bila. It's not in the context of Bila, right? Apparently just a disruption of the Besulim results in her being treated like a non-Besula. So you can split the two things. You can have a non-Besula who's still not a Zoyna, but perhaps you'll say, Midi Dahavia Mukaseish like a Darka. You can compare the Behemash like a Darka like a Mukaseish like a Darka. She was struck by an instrument, Shalei Kedaka, anally, right? And that makes her a non-Besula, according to Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah. Right? Even though she's not a Zayna. So clearly, the two things are unrelated. The physical effect of disrupting the Besula, whether it's Kedaka or Shalei Kedaka, has ramifications. She loses Besula status, irrespective of how it came about. But that's not true, says the Gemara. That's totally untrue. It's incorrect. Im kein, because according to you, ain lecha isha shesher lekahuna. You can never find an isha who's kashato for kain gadol. Surely nasas mukas eis aydei tzror, because by tending to her needs, wiping with a pebble, she's automatically going to affect the shaloi kedaki area. That wouldn't work. You can't say that every isha in the world is pasal to kain gadol. Apparently, the halach is incorrect. Your notion, you're basing your argument on the fact that mukas eish leikadarka affects her besula status, and that's the basis for your distinction. You see that you can have that without being a zayna, an animal as well. Well, where you're coming from is a incorrect notion. Because the concept of mukas eitz only applies kedarka when the actual basula membrane was disrupted. But shalei kedarka, in that area, instrument, a eitz, a tsura doesn't affect her, and therefore perhaps an animal as well. Unless it's considered a proper bia, okay, it's a different story, because then she had an experience with a man. Even shalei kedarka makes her ba'ulo, because of that personal experience, but just a technical, physical disruption wouldn't hurt her if it's shalei kedarka. Right? So you have no raya from the mukas eitz situation that you can split the two things. Meaning, if you have a real bi'ila, like an animal, who's to say that you can consider her a bu'ula because she had this experience and not consider her a zayna? It's one or the other. Either it's all the way or it's nothing. Right? So again, if it's Aidei Mukas Eitz, it doesn't affect her Shloi Kedarka. But if she had an experience, some sort of interaction with another being, be it a person, be it a behemoth, that affects her. That interaction makes her, attains her, it affects her. She connected with something else. Even if it's Shloi Kedarka. And the one's assuming, well, if she's a ba'ula as a result of that experience, she's a zayna kon jabalazer. So bottom line is, why is Rav telling us that this type of isha shouldn't marry a kohen gadol? She shouldn't marry a kohen hedyot. She's a zayna. So find me a case that can work. Find me a case where, on the one hand, she had a shalei kedarka interaction, but still is not a zayna. And his motive for a kohen hedyot and only restricted from marrying a kohen gadol. What's the case? It's a riddle. Let's have it all fall into place. Elam Rav Zera, I'm going to make it fall into place. Here are the pieces that you're missing. Bimima Enes, Rashi explains. What happened was she had a long history. Her father passed away. She was a Saima. Mother and brother married her off. That's Midrash Rabbanan. She has a right to walk away from her husband, to do miyun. This husband interacted with her, not the regular way, shalai kedark. Perfectly fine, within the context of marriage. And then she walked away from him. There's no znus. Perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable situation. Now, she's approaching a kohen gadol. Is there something wrong with her? Is she a zayna? No. Chas v'shalom. Almana? No. A grusha? No. But she's lacking in her besula status. That's the chiddush of Rav. The chiddush of Rav, in accordance with Rav Elazar and Shimon, that even a personal experience, shaloi kedarka, takes away the besula status and she's usher for a kohen gadol. Okay, so that's the end of the discussion. Amrav Simi Brachia Nivhalu Lebehema. If an Isha interacted with a Behema, Kesheira Lekuhuna, she's kosher Lekuhuna. Rashi says, even for a kohen gadol, now we're going the other Shita, Reb Meir, that, you know, just a physical absence, the absence of the Besulim, doesn't affect the Besulim status. Right, Rav Meir says mukas eitz doesn't affect her status, and that's what we're following here. She does Rav Meir, she does Tanakama. A behemah has the same value. It's not a person. It's not a true interaction. It's like an instrument, and therefore she can marry even a kohen gadol. Tani nami hachi. We have the same in a brisa. Nivala lemi sheina ish. She was involved with somebody who was not a man, meaning an animal. Aval bisha beskilu. Although there are severe ramifications. There were Edom and Asra, she gets skila. Kshera la kahuna, but in the absence of Edom, she can marry a kohen. Kios Rav Dimi Omar, in fact, it was a story to back it up. Masa Beriva Achas, a story involving a young woman. Behisloi, in this town, Hisloi. Shoisa Mechabed Zabayis, she was involved in tidying the sweeping up the room. Verava, Kelev Kufri, this hunter's dog, interacted with her, Mechareh, from behind, Bechshir Rabbi Lakahuna, Rabbi says she's perfectly fine with respect to marrying a Kayin. Amar Shmuel, L'Kayin Gadol, even a Kayin Gadol, asks the Gemara, what do you mean? B'mei Rabbi Kayin Gadol Mihava, Rabbi was asked at the Churban, were there any Kayin Gadolim? I just meant she theoretically can marry a Kayin Gadol. Again, it's based on the fact that unless it was a man, it doesn't affect her. Amalei Rabbi Mepirkin L'Ravash, he asked like this, Menoa Mils, Domer Rabban, Eiz Nus L'Behema. How do we know this concept that a Behema can't generate a Znus situation? It's not considered a deviation. It's out of context. And therefore, it doesn't carry that label. It's an interesting raya. Pasuk says, don't offer to Hashem an animal for a carbon, either an esnan zoyna, animal which was given as a payment to an immoral woman, umechir kelev, or an animal which was exchanged for a dog. Those animals are puzzle for carbon. It's not, we have a Mishnah which says, what if you switched it around? Esnan kelev, this animal was given as payment for interacting as married with a dog. Umichir zayna, or animal which was given in exchange for a woman zayna, mutarn. It doesn't affect the animals. How do I know? Shenemar gam shneim. In reference to those first two cases, the Torah gives a number. Those two, shneim, only those two types, v'lei arba, not four. Which basically is telling you that an esnan kelev is not considered like an esnan zayna. Sure, an animal given as payment to the zayna for her services affects the animal. But in similar fashion to a dog, or giving it to a dog's owner, right? For the dog's services as married, that's not considered something that affects the animal, the behemoth that you're giving. Why? Why? Says Rashi Alma, it's clear that love's nusu. It's not considered nus. And therefore it's not considered esnan zayna. We see from here that interacting with an animal is not considered within the realm of znus. Okay, we'll pick it up Ezra Shem tomorrow. It's sort of the beginning of the next sugi. Let's just summarize today's daf. Okay, whom are the Kayhana meant to marry? So Kayin Hedyet should keep away from a Grusha, whether she's a Grusha from Erison or Nesuin. Likewise, a Kayin Gadol will keep away from an Almana, whether from Erison or Nesuin. He should marry a Besula, right? So an Isha was involved with a man as married, whether the regular way or Shalaika Darka, she is affected. This is according to all Shittas. Regarding a Boigeris and Mukaseit, here we have a Machlekes, which pretty much crosses itself. We have a Boigeris, so an Isha, it's already past the point of Nara, she's already 12 and a half, and the Besula must somewhat already loosened at that point. Remeir says she's not considered a Besula, or Blazer Shimon says she is. By Mukas Eitz, the names switch around. That's all based on how we do the drashas, right? So Mukas Eitz, and let's emphasize, Dafka Kidarka. So the Besula in the hymen membrane was disrupted. Not Shalai Kidarka from behind. Kidarka, so there was a physical disruption of the actual Besulim. That's the only case that's a concern. Right, but Be'ila, it's either way, because she interacted with a man. That's something else. But Mukas Eitz, we're dealing with the physical properties of the Isha. In which case, it's Dafka if it's Kedarka. Here as well, we have a Machlokes, but switched around. Ramir says she's okay. Rab Lezer and Rab Shimon say, no, that's considered lacking in the Psulim. And she's no longer fit for marriage with a Kohen Gadol. All the best to you and much Hatzlacha.